Okay, I learned you've been supposed to first name for Avram Moshe ben Shein Rachel, Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. Parsha's Va'ira, Shovim, Jampeg Parsha, here we go. Our first vort, our first idea comes from the Meshach Chachma of Meir Simcha at Dvinsk. Pasuk says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, Moshe brings the good news to Chol Yisrael, Va'idab Moshe, Kena B'nai Yisrael, Lo Shema Moshe, Mikot Tzuriach, Mevera Kasha. Moshe brought the good news, the God of our forefathers is going to take us out, and they couldn't hear him because of the koitza ruach, the shortness of breath, and the avodah kasha and the hard work. And Rashi says when someone is put under stress, they are not able to hear. But the Meshech Chachma goes very much deeper into the human psyche, to human psychology, of what's the real reason why they weren't able to hear Moshe's message of salvation and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message of them being able to leave Egypt. Says the Meshech Chachma, it doesn't matter if Moshe Rabbeinu was about to tell them the Mashiach was going to come. If a person is going through tremendous suffering, and then they hear about what's going to be, it does not matter what's going to be. Right then, right there, a person is so focused on their own suffering, on their own pain, on their own struggles, it doesn't matter what's going to be. That's why, says the Meshech Chachma, they weren't able to hear Moshe because of the Kol Tzurim Yavod Akasha, because they weren't in that mindset. At the end of the day, they weren't ready to hear about their good fortune and then their success in the future. This reminded me of actually a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah says in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chav Gimel, Rishimah ben Elazar Omer, Al Taratas Chaverch B'Shas Kaso. Don't try to calm down your friend when he's angry, because he doesn't have the ears to hear. And don't try to console someone. Don't try to comfort someone when the dead body is in front of them. Another nyanim in the Mishnah that says that at the end of the day, a person, don't try to do these things because that person who you're trying to do, they're not there. A person that has a dead body in front of them, a person's angry, you can't calm them down because they're not there. They're not physically there. And that is the whole message of Nikos Yom Mevera Kashin. I think when we talk to our friends and our family members, I think this is something very, very important. It's a certain sensitivity. Sometimes we have to let the person vent a little bit, help them calm down, and then be able to talk to them when they're not in that fiery mood. And let the pain go, and then be able to move on, and then be able to give chesed. But don't go in the middle when the fire is still happening. The first idea, beautiful. The second idea comes from the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach Kodesh Nechu Sabris Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel. Idabe Hashem Moshe VeAaron. Itzavam Bnei Yisrael VeAparam Melech Mitzrayim LaHotzis Bnei Yisrael Melech Mitzrayim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu commands Moshe and Aaron to take Klal Yisrael out. Rashi says there, what did he command them? LaHanhigam Benachas VeLisbol Osam. Be able to lead them calmly and to be patient with them. But the Shah says, Hashem already told them to be patient with Klal Yisrael. Why is Kodesh Baruch Hu now doing it, saying this again? Says the Shlah. And the Shlah says an amazing thing. And Rav Zelig Pliskin actually quotes him in the Sefer. He says, when a person is a leader, a parent, a teacher, a principal, whatever it is, no matter what, a friend, a person always has to have tremendous, tremendous patience. No matter what, if you're in any type of authority, on any type of power, dick, or role, you have a little more power. At the end of the day, you have to be so patient. Patient with your students, patient with your family members, patient with your friends, patient with Hashem. That was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's message to Aaron and Moshe. Even though he already told them the Klai, so you have to be patient with them, Kodesh Baruch Hu now is telling them once again the Midah of patience. Now, this reminded me of actually a great story of Rav Shlomo Feifel. Two things. Rav Shlomo Feifel in the great biography that they put up about Rav Shlomo. Highly, highly recommend it. Every page is literally a gem in the Sefer. He used to tell parents who were struggling with adolescent children, he says, when you're raising teenagers, you have to keep one eye closed, but the other eye wide open. Meaning at the end of the day, he saw that sometimes he had this message of the Meshech Chachma. They might not be able to hear something, but we have to have the patience of the love of the Shlah. The second story actually really penetrated me very, very much. What happened was, there was a Tabman in Shar Yashiv who missed Shacharis for two consecutive days. So the Rav Shlomo saw the Bachar later in the day and he said, I missed you today. And the Bachar made up a lie, and he said, when the Rebbe asked him, where were you? And he said, made up a lie. And Rabbi Freifeld didn't say anything. 6 months later, Rabbi Freifeld found the student, and he said, you know what 6 months ago I asked you about Shacharis? He said, yeah. Do you recall something untrue? He said, yeah. So the room was quiet, and the student asked, why did Rebbe wait so long for him then to mention to me when you saw that at the end of the day, maybe I lied. So he said, it says Rabbi Freifeld, such a powerful, such an amazing, incredible, gorgeous line. Says Rabbi Freifeld, 6 months ago, you had not yet grown ears. Now you have ears. Meaning, this is the message of the Meshech Rachamim. To be able to have the patience, to be able to have the sensitivity of what to say and what not to say. And to be able to have the patience of the Shlach Kaddish. Well, that's what Kaddish Baruch was telling Aaron and Moshe. Beautiful idea. Moving on to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, third idea of our five ideas. Pasuk says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chavav, who Aaron and Moshe? And this was Aaron and Moshe. And Rashi famously says, and Aaron and Moshe, but sometimes the Torah says Aaron and Moshe, sometimes it says Moshe then Aaron, but at the end of the day, they're all equal. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe Lekuti Sichos, an amazing idea. The Rebbe says that Moshe, we know, was the transmitter of the Torah. It was called Torah's Moshe. Aaron was the mouthpiece. Aaron spoke on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Paro. Aaron, says the Lord the Rebbe, Aaron represents Tefillah. He says an amazing thing. What does it mean? Who Aaron and Moshe? These are Aaron and Moshe. He says, sometimes when you're about to daven, you want to have a good davening. First, you want to have a good Moshe, right? Moshe is the code word for Torah. First, you have to put Aaron first. You have to have a little tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm starting my day now. I'm asking you that I should have a good day of learning. But, says the Rebbe, sometimes Moshe comes before Aaron. So what does that mean? It means you want to have a good Aaron, you want to have a good tefillah, a good davening, you have to learn a little bit before. You can't just go into davening without learning something. Then that's why Moshe comes before Aaron. He says at the end of the day, Moshe is a code word for learning. Aaron is a code word for davening. Sometimes davening comes first. Sometimes learning comes first. But they each have an effect on each other. When a person davens, that he'll be able to learn. Then you put the Aaron before the Moshe. But sometimes also, when it comes down to it, when you want to have a good learning, you have to put the davening before. Put the Aaron before the Moshe. But if you want to have a good davening, you also have to put the Moshe before the Aaron. You have to have a little Torah before davening. A beautiful message of the Rebbe. Very practical message. Finally, moving on to our fourth idea from the Stipler. Stipler writes a very, very famous Chazal. This is actually very, very famous. We know when it comes to the Mak of Sardeia, famously, what happened was, the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Perek Zion, Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shem HaMoshe V'Aaron Le'mor, Ki Yedaber, excuse me, it's actually Perek Ches, Pasuk Dalet. Vayomer Par HaMoshe V'Aaron Le'mor Yatiru Al HaShev Yasser HaSat Svardin. Pasuk says, V'Tal HaSar HaSat Svardeya, and the Pasuk Beis, excuse me. So that Svardeya ascended and covered the land of Egypt. So Svardeya is a Lashon, it's a Lashon Yachid. Right, and we know famous Chazal that the Kadosh Baruch only brought one frog. And then every single time they hit it, it streamed forth and went to the ovens, went to the beds, went everywhere. Says the Stipler on this Pasuk, Perikles Pasuk Beis, if the Egyptians saw that every single time they kept on hitting the frog and multiplied, why they should have just stopped? What's going on here? If you saw that something's going on, and when every single time you hit something, and you didn't like that, you would stop. Says the disciple, you want to know what the lesson is? The lesson is the midan kas, the message of kas. When a person's angry, a person's not thinking rationally. A person doesn't think logically. So at the end of the day, the Egyptians kept on hitting it because they were so angry about the frogs going into their kitchens, into their bathrooms, into their ovens and everything. Why? Because at the end of the day, where they weren't thinking logically. Because a logical person would stop hitting the frog if you saw the frog was multiplying every single time. What an amazing message of the Stipler Gaon. Just to be able to say how to work on Nakas, because Shovim is not only a time to be able to work on Kedusha. One of the main things also is our Midos, because Kedusha is very connected to our Midos. So someone once came to Rav Zilberstein, and Rav Zilberstein actually says a great Maisa. He said, someone once came to a great Rebbe, I forgot who it was, I don't think he even brings it down, and he says, Rebbe, I struggle with Kas. So he asked the guy to go sit outside, and Rav Zilberstein writes that the Rebbe turned to his Gabbai, he left the door open, he says, you see that guy waiting outside for me? I want you to go annoy him. Go annoy him. Go start poking fun with him. What happened? The guy overheard the Rebbe say this in the office. And the guy that comes out and he started asking him, how much you make? How much money do you make? He just started asking him a lot of ridiculous questions. But the guy didn't. The guy knew that the Rebbe, this Gabba was the Rebbe's messenger. And he heard him. And he didn't get annoyed by it. He had a lot of patience. So the Rebbe calls the guy back in. He says, no. So let me ask you a question. Why don't you get annoyed by the guy that I sent? So he said, at the end of the day, I heard you say to him that you should annoy me, but I knew you were just trying to test me. I knew you were just trying to test me. So the Rebbe turned back to the guy who said he was suffering with kas, and he said, every single time that you something happens in your life, It's also Kadosh Baruch Hu just trying to test you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is just trying to help you grow. He's trying to develop you. He's trying to be able to be bringing you closer to Him. So don't get angry, Lamaisa, because at the end of the day, just like you knew it was me sending you the Shliach, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent you the Shliach as well. What an amazing Maisa brought down by Rav Zerbstein. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Paraches Pasuk Tezayin by the Mak of Arov, the Pasuk says, Hashkem Baboiker V'Hisyatsev Lifnei Paro. Should wake up early in the morning to stand in front of Paro. And the Tzaddik of Yosef Tzvi of Ostrovtsa, one of the Hasidic masters, he says there's a very big lesson in Avodas Hashem, especially there's a Shaviv message very much here. It says Hashkem Aboiker, when you wake up in the morning to be able to serve the Rabbon Hashem, and you skaber kari, how should you do it? V'hisyatsev lifnei paro. Paro is a coder for the Yitzhara. You have to realize you have to go full force of the Yitzhara. Full force of the Yitzhara. Yitzhara is going to tell you if it's too cold outside, stay under your covers. In the summer, he's going to tell you to just stay in bed a little longer. The person gets up in the morning, it's right to Avodas Hashem. Hashkem Aboiker, when you get up in the morning, it's Yatsiv Livnei Paro. You have to be able to start off with the fight, but we'll start with the battle. He once asked Rav Eli Lapian, Lamaisa, how is it that he was able to have such a Zrizis in the morning? So Rav Eli Lapian said, you know what, I'm going to go up to the Rabbon Hashem after 120, and they're going to open up a Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to be able to keep every simon. Hopefully, I'll try to keep every simon. Myself, but I want to be able to say the first simon of Yiskaber Kari. I'm able to wake up like a lion. At the end of the day, I want to be able to answer that simon. And they brought down also from Rebbe Lapian that he says that the Yitzhara sometimes tells him to go back to sleep. So he says, if you're up, he says to the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara tells him go back to sleep. Elia, he says, if you're up, Yitzhara, I'm up. And that's how you jumped out of bed. But the Kutzker actually has a very good word. The Kutzker says, if you want to get up like a lion, you also have to go to sleep like a lion. If you want to get up like a lion, you have to go to sleep like a lion. What does that mean, to go to sleep like a lion? That you don't go to sleep at 4 in the morning and expect to be able to get to Shacharis at 7:30. You have to have a normal amount of sleep and be able to be a normal person. So at the end of the day, we should be zochah, be able to live with these messages. So just review. Meshech Chachma says, V'lo Shama Moshe, why weren't they able to listen to Moshe's message of salvation? Because at the end of the day, Moshe could have said the greatest thing about Mashiach and everything, but they were going through such suffering. And at the end of the day, there's such a media sensitivity. A person has to focus on the suffering and on the presentness and not on the future to someone. When someone's going through pain, you focus on the pain itself. And you don't focus on the Be'ez Hashem or what's going to be in the future. You focus on the internal and the practical and the present right there. The second idea of the Shal Kaddish. Why is the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Rash says that he's being commanding Moshe and Aaron to be patient? The Klal Shel, didn't he already do that? Says the Shal, because every leader has to always be constantly reminded every single day, every single minute, every single half hour, whatever it is, that we have to constantly be patient with our students, patient with ourselves, patient with our friends, patient with our children. Now is the two stories of Shomer Feifeld, that a parent of an adolescent child, sometimes you have to have one eye closed, but the other eye want one eye open. And he didn't tell that student, he didn't come to Shachris until 6 months later, because he didn't have the ears to be able to hear. And that was the whole message of Rav Shomer Feifeld. Moving on to the Lubavitch Rebbe, what does it mean that sometimes Moshe is first, sometimes Aaron's first? Moshe is a quarter for Torah, Aaron's a quarter for Tefillah. Sometimes you have to put the Moshe before the Aaron. What does that mean? If you want to have a good Aaron, if you want to have a good Davin, you have to have a little Torah before you Davin. You have to have a little Moshe before. But sometimes if you want to have a good learning, you have to have a good davening before. That's why Aaron, if you have a good davening, then the Moshe will come, then the learning will come. They work hand in hand. You want to have a good davening, you have to learn a little bit first. If you want to have a good learning, you have to daven a little first. They go hand in hand. The fourth idea, why the Stipler says, why do they keep on hitting the Sfardeya? If they saw they would multiply every single time they hit it, because at the end of the day, they didn't think rationally. When someone's angry and it's because they can't think rationally, what a beautiful message from the Zorberstein to be able to realize that everything that happens in our life, Everything is mamish, like that guy is like the gabbai, and trying to annoy the guy just to test from their Ribono Shel. And a person works on his kas, and he realizes that everything comes from their Ribono Shel. At the end of the day, he doesn't struggle with anything, because he realizes that there's no second of his life that's not directed by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, the fifth and final idea from Rabbi Yosef Tzvi of Ostrovtsa, as soon as a person wakes up, he's ready to go to war. He'll be able to go to the Yitzhara. As Rav Eli Lapian said, to these Yitzhara, if you're up and I'm up, I want to be able to answer that at least I got Yiskaber Kari, that I got up like a lion in the morning when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put up the Shulchan Aruch in front of me. But says the Kotzker, If you get up like a lion, Yiskaber Kari, you also have to go to sleep like a lion. You can't just say, I'm going to get 2 hours of sleep and that's it. We should zochah be'ez Hashem to live with these messages of sensitivity and care and patience and Torah and Tefillah and Tefillah and Torah, and working on our midos, working on our controlling our Yetzirah, especially during this time of Shavuot. Be'ez Hashem. to be able to just be able to try to grow a little bit in these areas and just do a little bit is also good. Not to try to think that we're going to become the next Gal Dador every you know, by tomorrow, but a little bit of time to be able to take these messages one step at a time. Shkoyach.